This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. That's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Dougie is MIA for the moment, but in the meantime, the ladies are here and a lot to talk about. Guys, we had the Grammy Awards. We had, of course, day five of the impeachment hearings this weekend. But the story that once it broke really dominated the internet is the loss of Kobe Bryant, who really was not only just a legend on the basketball court, but he also was in the process of inspiring basketball players throughout the world. He had his incredible skills, and of course, he had this fire that I think a lot of people talked about, this competitive nature. And as someone who lived in Los Angeles, he was a very big piece of Los Angeles sports history, that's for sure. Apparently, he was on his way, Victoria, to take his daughter to her basketball tournament that this facility that he runs locally in Thousand Oaks. And he left Orange County. He left John Wayne Airport with a group of eight people total and a pilot, nine. And they took off towards a place called Thousand Oaks, which is just kind of north and west of Los Angeles. And about half an hour or so into their flight, they encountered a lot of fog, they encountered trouble, and their helicopter crashed. This was complete loss for the Bryant family because they had not only Kobe in the helicopter, but also his daughter Gianna. It was also revealed yesterday that Orange Coast College, their head basketball coach, John Altobelli, was also killed. He had his daughter and wife in the helicopter as well. Another basketball coach also killed in this. And it's amazing to me, in my recent memory, at least, Victoria, the story of Kobe's death, along with all of these other individuals, dominated social media more than any other celebrity that I've seen die in a long time.
Yeah.
And this touched people in a way that I don't think I've seen, literally, in maybe a decade or more. And I'm curious to know what you think about why, because obviously he's a sports legend and a sports icon, and it's extremely tragic that his daughter, who was just 13, Gianna, was with him. And of course you had all of these other families who have been irreparably damaged by this crash, but for some reason this touched the entire country in a way I haven't seen.
For me, I mean, I remember in 2016, that year will always stand out as the year when, like, everybody died, and that was Prince and David Bowie, and
yeah.
I think some of those impacted me similarly, but I don't know. It's for me, I mean, he's been playing basketball for, what, 20-something years? So, I mean, that's almost my whole life, that you grow up and you hear someone's name constantly in reference to sports. And I think he inspired so many other people who are in my generation now to, you know, play in the NBA and to play at such a high level. And I don't know, I think something about him being 41 and in amazing shape, that you realize it doesn't matter how rich or how famous you are,
mm-hmm.
how good of shape you are, like what a nice person you are, it doesn't matter, that
yeah.
anything can still happen. And the fact that he lost his daughter, and he seems so close with her, and he's got three other daughters and a wife who now
has
to...
He's got a six-month-old baby who's
yeah.
never going to know him. And, you know, for me, to answer your question, Jen, I'm not a basketball fan. I obviously know who Kobe Bryant was. I know a lot about, like, the legend of Kobe Bryant, but I don't know that I've ever even seen a single game where he played, because I just don't watch basketball. But for me, it culturally, sure, this had a huge impact on everyone. And the footage that we were watching yesterday of people gathering outside the Staples Center
yeah.
almost immediately after the news broke, joke. And so,
basketball arenas throughout the country. I mean, people were everywhere. And I'm not trying to diminish it, because obviously for someone who lived in Los Angeles, like I said, Kobe was incredibly important and this was extremely tragic, but it really did shock me. I feel like what I saw on social media was greater than what I saw when David Bowie or when Prince died. And you know what I think it was? I think it made everybody yesterday go, wow, life is so short.
Yes.
I think the thing that really, I think the reason it upset me so much, I was talking to my mom about this, is that Kobe Bryant went to bed on Saturday night. He had been the topic of conversation because LeBron James, who also plays for the Lakers, had written Kobe on his shoe and then broke Kobe's record as the third highest scorer in basketball. And LeBron James broke that record on Saturday night. People were talking about Kobe. Kobe was the focus. He went to bed. The next morning he wakes up. He kisses his family. He takes his daughter. He goes out to his training facility, or that's what he thinks. And that's it. And I think for so many of us that really hit home, going, wow, life is so short. You don't know. He wasn't sick. He wasn't abusing drugs. It wasn't like we could point to something
right.
that caused this. And I think for so many people that really resonated yesterday. There were a lot of people I saw posting things about appreciating every day and about really living your life, every single day and not taking anything for granted, because that's what we learned yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, it just for me, when I first heard the news that the helicopter had crashed, I actually thought it was kind of a hoax, because my husband said, "No way, no way, no way," and I said, "What's wrong?" And then he said that he just got an ESPN alert or something. It wasn't ESPN; it was something that he saw. And then TMZ came out and said, "Yes, this was true; that it happened." And then speculation that was he on board with his whole family, where all of his daughters on board. People started really irresponsibly reporting that all four of his daughters were on board. It was horrible. And just the lowest form of whatever journalism, if you even want to call it that. There were other journalists who started saying, look, everyone, we have to calm down because we don't know anything yet and everyone needs to stop reporting stuff that's not true. When it was confirmed, though, that he had one of his daughters with him, that really hit me. And it just made me think of his wife, Vanessa. To lose your husband and your daughter in one moment, I can't even imagine. You know, when I woke up earlier this morning, my first thought was, what is it like when Vanessa Bryant wakes up today? You know, you're right. It did hit so many people. And I said to my husband last night, I said, you know what? I said, I hope for everyone's sake, I hope that the last thing that they said to each other was all in from love. And I hope that there was, you know, and I said to my husband last night, I said, sometimes, you know, if we have a tiff, you can't go to bed that way. You can't walk out the door that way. It's just not a way that anyone should live their life, because anything can happen. And yeah. I think this was a real wake-up call for so many people to just take a step back and go, you know, we really need to appreciate everyone in our life that we love and make sure that we let them know all the time how much we love them.
Yep, I think that's the great lesson from all of this. The Grammy Awards, you mentioned a lot of fans went to Los Angeles, to the Staples Center in downtown L.A. That was the place where the Grammys were held last night, and they basically made the comment that the Grammys could wait for a moment because they were in the house that Kobe built in the Staples Center. And they did this incredible tribute. Alicia Keys came out and had a moment of silence and brought out Boyz II Men to sing a song in tribute to Kobe Bryant. There has been a ton of celebrity reaction, including from some people who Kobe was supposed to not be on the best terms with, including Shaquille O'Neal, who said, there's no words to express the pain I'm going through. I think one thing that people could agree about Kobe Bryant as a player is that he was very straight to the point. He was matter of fact. When he was playing, he demanded the most from himself, and so he demanded the most from other people that were playing with him. And I think sometimes when he was a competitor, people might have taken that the wrong way. But certainly in his post basketball life, as he was getting back into charitable causes, working with his daughter, with his complex, his training complex in Thousand Oaks, he definitely softened it. I think a lot of people noted that yesterday when they were talking about him, because he was so critical of himself, and he would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do practices and feel, you know, like he was actually working towards the goal of being the best in basketball, which arguably many say that he was, that he expected that. But once he kind of let that go, that he was a different, softer and gentler guy. I don't know if you guys heard the same type of tribute to Kobe, but you realize what a fierce competitor he really was.
Yeah. And also, well, watching, you know, ESPN and everything yesterday, flipping through and hearing people talk, people who knew him, players, Spike Lee, who'd done a documentary with him, everyone did say that. They mentioned the fierce competitiveness, but almost in tandem with that, everyone said that being a father was something that just meant really as much to him as his career and his accomplishments. And I think you could kind of see that with those sideline videos of him with his daughter Gigi and, you know, analyzing the game and talking about how she was so into playing basketball.
She wanted to be in the WNBA.
Yeah, and he said he never even watched basketball until she got really into it, and then they started watching it every night together, and that was something that, you know, they really cherished. And it's just, you know, the whole thing is just so tragic and so upsetting. And part of that competitiveness that you mentioned was the helicopter. He flew to all of his practices and games in that helicopter from Orange County because he said that actually he felt that that gave him a competitive edge rather than sitting in L.A. traffic for 2 hours each way going, you know, in and out of the Staples Center or to practices. He felt that that the helicopter allowed him to not be tight or tense
right
before the game, and that he actually viewed it as another tool in his arsenal. And he's probably taken that flight a million times. And you know, there's lots of speculation now. Should they have even been cleared to fly because of the fog?
See, and as someone who lived here, it was very, very foggy yesterday.
Yeah.
And unseasonably foggy. We don't usually get that kind of weather. And my mom and I even commented. My mom goes, "Wow, it feels like England today," because my mom lived there for a long time. And that just to give you an idea of how thick it was, when even LAPD helicopters were grounded, they still took off. And instead of turning back, they circled over Dodger Stadium. They circled over Glendale, which is really the area that I live in. And they were circling very low, trying to beat the fog. And then they took a turn up north through the San Fernando Valley. And as they jumped back down to go along the coast up to Thousand Oaks, they encountered not only fog, but mountains. And for anybody who knows this area, you know that that area is mountainous. And I shake my head and I sound exasperated because it just doesn't seem, it seems like something that could have been prevented given the right advice or the turning back, but I'm sure that there was a need that they probably wanted to get there, and so they tried. But in any case, our thoughts and prayers here go out not only to the Bryant family, but to every family who was impacted by this, because there were many, and the attention, of course, is all about Kobe Bryant, but other lives were lost yesterday as well. We'll have more as we continue. It's the DJV Show.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke.
That's King of the Road. Roger Miller's profound musical legacy will be celebrated on Sunday, March 22nd, ladies, at the Grand Ole Opry House. Welcome to Music News on the DJV Show. And there are a lot of artists in Victoria that are set to participate in this very cool, one-of-a-kind concert event. So who's on tap to perform?
Well, celebrating the music of Roger Miller will feature performances by Willie Nelson, Toby Keith, Trisha Yearwood, Jamie Johnson.
This is like my screaming.
You need to get tickets for this. Trisha Yearwood, Jamie Johnson, Chris Christopherson, Wynonna, Leanne Womack, Larry Gatlin, and a lot more are going to be added. So, as if that wasn't enough to start out, but they're actually going to be adding more. And
that's
so,
really cool.
It's going to be an interesting tribute. I'm not really that familiar with Roger Miller's music, so I hope that this is eventually televised. I suspect that it will be, because it's such a huge night, and it's at the Opry, so I'm sure it will be televised.
Roger Miller, my dad was a big fan of Roger Miller, and he was called the Clown Prince of country music. He had a very offbeat sense of humor, and of course you could hear it in his lyrics. In fact, maybe of his generation, now you have a lot of country artists who write sort of tongue-in-cheek in their songs, but he had King of the Road, Dang Me, and Chug-a-Lug, all making people laugh. Very creative, definitely bending the rules of music, for sure. He would dominate the Grammy Awards ceremonies in 1964 and 65. He earned 11 trophies in those 2 years. He beat out the Beatles and even Paul McCartney's Yesterday. Think about that.
Yeah.
He later earned a Tony Award for Best Score in 1985's Big River, as well as membership in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. His songs have been celebrated before. There was a 2018 release of King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller, which included performances by Ringo Starr, Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard, Loretta Lynn. That's what I was waiting for. Eric Church, Casey Musgraves, Brad Paisley, and Alison Krauss. Tickets for the show are on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Opry House box office. VIP packages, including premium seats and exclusive concert merchandise, are also available. Blackbird Presents is producing the event, and they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Thistle Farms, which is a nonprofit dedicated to helping women recover and heal from trafficking, prostitution, and addiction. So, really cool stuff. All right, also in country news today, Dierks Bentley, Darius Rucker, John Party, they're leading the 2020 Windy City Smokeout lineup. Tell us about it, Victoria. You know I love these concerts where everybody gets together.
Well, this one's extra good because it mixes in barbecue. So this is Chicago's annual Windy City Smokeout. It's the eighth year they're doing it. It'll be in July. Darius Rucker, Dierks Bentley, John Party, as you said, are headlining. It's a three-day country music and barbecue festival. It's set for July 10th through the 12th, and it has 20 pit masters from around the country. So low and slow BBQ, hotbeds from Kansas City, Missouri, Driftwood, Texas, all those places that are so famous, Memphis, Chicago as well. And then on top of the barbecue, you've got Morgan Evans, Ryan Hurd, Riley Green, Cody Canada, Cody Johnson, Randy Rogers Band, and Haley Witters as supporting acts on side stages. So it's going to be a pretty interesting three-day festival. Passes are currently on sale right now at the festival's website. Three-day general admission starts at $125, which is not a bad deal at all. Yeah, 3 days of music for $125, plus VIP and single-day options are going to be added as well. So it's going to be a fun time.
I'm into it. Country music and barbecue. Let's go, ladies. It's music news here on the DJ V Show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of Kobe Bryant fans have been gathered all night outside the Staples Center at news of the Lakers legend's death in a helicopter crash on Sunday.
He meant so much to the city of LA as a player, as a father, as a businessman, and as a mentor. There will never be nobody else like Kobe, ever.
The FBI, National Transportation Safety Board, and local law enforcement are all investigating the chopper crash that also killed eight other people, including Kobe Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter went down Sunday morning about 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes today. The Trump legal team will continue their opening statements that they began back during a brief two-hour session on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To me, that is the question. The good day program. Wait a minute, good day program. I may be in a time warp. You may be right,
I
Jennifer.
Told you.
I could be. Yeah, I could be.
Who are you? Where are you?
Right, what are we doing here anyway? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I know that you have spent some time talking about Kobe Bryant and the complete. I guess that. He was an important, I know he's an important sports figure for sure, and I know you talked about all of the different angles. Los Angeles is where I am and where Jennifer is, and I was really sort of, it's sad to be sure. Here's a guy that contributed a lot to the world of sports, contributed a lot to a lot of circumstances that were good, and there was a little controversy around him from earlier in his career, but pretty much he managed to take the city by storm. And I guess I was thinking, even the music, like K-Earth, did you say tell that story, Jennifer? K-Earth, yeah, your station didn't, but pretty much every other station went to wall-to-wall live coverage of...
That's what I was. That's what the ladies and I were talking about. This is that this story, and I wasn't, and I said this not to diminish his death, and also the death of the other people on board, because we're forgetting about them a little bit, I think, and it's unfortunate because there are a lot of families who are touched by this crash. But it surprised me in some ways how much of social media and how much of the news was dominated by the death of Kobe Bryant, and I was surprised about how much attention was given.
Me too.
Well, I think one of the things that I kind of came up with and we talked about is not only was he obviously a legendary sports figure, yes, also very young. His daughter was involved. This was a huge tragedy. But I think it's also reminded people, I think it scared the hell out of a lot of people that you can go to bed at night, and we talked about this. He was the subject of conversation because LeBron James had just broken his record on Saturday. He went
and
to bed.
And he tweeted at LeBron, too.
Yeah, that's
the last tweet, or Instagram post, yeah.
And then he went to bed, and he woke up the next morning, and then he was gone. And I think for so many of us, it's just, that scares people. It's not drug addiction. It's not... it's not cancer. It's not some sort of other health problem. This was something that was completely accidental. Maybe some could argue could have been prevented, and you just never know. And I think when you have stuff like that, it shakes people. It shakes people to their core. It reminds people to tell everyone around them that they love them, because you just don't know when it's over.
Mm-hmm. So, but think about this in the way, even the Southern California Broadcasters Association at noon today is going to honor Kobe Bryant by having a minute of silence. So every radio station in Los Angeles, and I don't know whether yours is going to do it, but people that belong to the California Broadcasters Association have agreed to go silent. That's what I was also saying. K-Earth is a music station, and the morning crew was in, and they spent 3 or 4 hours on the air taking calls from people. And that really, that's sort of what set me thinking.
Locally in Los Angeles, he was a big, I mean, Kobe's a big deal for Los Angeles.
I understand that, but is that...
Franchise player, he brought championships to L.A., so I think because of Los Angeles, I can understand that, I guess, to a point.
But also, I mean, even at the Garden went all gold and purple last night, Madison Square Garden in New York, where at the time when he was playing, for a visiting team, he had the most points scored in one game. And there were, even in New York, there were a lot, and you know, there's always a rivalry with New York and LA. And even in New York, people are just, my husband was in a fog all day yesterday. It was just devastating and just shocking.
Why though? Why?
Because Doug, he was a beloved figure. I didn't even pay attention to basketball, and even I felt more. My heart felt more for his wife and his family and the other people on the helicopter. But to everyone who loved sports, I know you don't like sports, so it doesn't make sense to you. But imagine any other person that you know, a music figure that you love. You know, it's the same thing.
If it touches someone's life,
then he touched a lot of lives.
I don't really think we should be making the argument of why it's important.
That may be
what you think. I guess that's okay. But I want to know why people care. You may not want to, but I want to.
I mean, it's hard to explain. Why do you care about anything? Because he had an impact, because he inspired people, because they started playing sports, because he was so amazing on the court.
Some kind of, I mean, it's almost like a national figure.
The thing is that people look at him.
An international figure. I don't understand why we have to justify this.
And people look at him like a superhero.
But I think there are some people who feel, as I do, that this is a little over the top. That's all. I mean,
why are people not allowed to grieve in whatever way they want to grieve?
I didn't say they weren't allowed to. Nobody said they were not allowed to. I'm just saying it's kind of sounding like you're saying it's over the top.
Well, it's
not. That may be what you think, but that isn't what I'm saying, and that's not what I think is that it's for a basketball player. I get it, and it's too bad because of his daughter, and a lot of people are affected by it. But for it to completely absorb the culture of much of the country seems to
be. But he's not just a basketball player. That's the thing. Is
well,
yes,
well, it seems to you
played,
like it's too much, but that's exact. But the fact that the reaction was so great, that should show you that you don't really know the impact that he had on so many millions of people.
No, I don't think that's what it shows me at all. What it shows me is that it is we have a country that is. Gets absorbed by, I think part of this is driven by social media. That's pretty much all the stuff. I listened for a long time to K-Earth yesterday afternoon, and pretty much all of the things that were being said were taken from social media. So if it were the era of, let's say, Walter Cronkite, it would be the maybe second-tier news story, and that would be it. It just is... what I'm reflecting on, and what you don't get because you haven't had the experience, and I mean that critically, you just haven't been around as long as I have to go through the deaths of, for example, when Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. Now, for me, that was something that had significant, more than significant, I can't even give you the word, it overwhelmed me at the time because of his impact on the world, and the world as I knew it, the world I grew up on. And then that had him. John Kennedy was killed. This almost equals the attention that I remember those things having, and I just don't see how
well,
the two are equated.
It's a different
that's
world that we live in now.
Well,
and
maybe that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
know
we still talk about MLK's death 50 years later. So,
yeah.
I mean, will people still talk about the tragedy of Kobe dying in the same way 50 years later? Probably not the same as MLK, but I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing that people are now able
bad.
To express
their own.
You
didn't hear me say it was bad. I just said I'm wondering, and I feel like you're almost attacking me because I'm saying something that
what I feel. Well, you're very sensitive about it, but
that's
how you feel about it, and that's okay.
Right.
But you don't have to think, you don't have to think it's the biggest tragedy in the whole world or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay if other people do feel that way.
I don't dispute that either. I'm just telling you what I feel.
It's so funny
about
that
this.
You say you think you're being attacked because every time one of us says something, you immediately come back with the, oh, that's not what I said or something like that.
Well, it wasn't what I said.
Okay.
It wasn't what I said. What I felt and what I'm expressing is probably what some people are thinking, and that's whatever people feel and think and express is okay. It's not right or wrong.
Yeah, I think what you want
here.
Us to say is that you're right and that what you're feeling
is
okay.
No, I'm not saying
that.
No.
And, I mean, what you're feeling is what's right for you.
Can I, like, as the bridger of these two generations, this is what I understand what you're saying, Doug, because in your generation, when we had wall-to-wall coverage like this, it was a president who died or some big political figure, and many times culture, pop culture, sports legends, music legends didn't receive this kind of outpouring of support. That's actually what I said as well.
Ted Williams was the big hero of the... When I was a kid, he was equal to Kobe
Bryant. Or Jackie Robinson, or one of
these
other...
And they died. It was horrible, but we didn't have... It didn't have the same impact. That's what I'm saying.
But I think what has changed a little bit is that with social media and with a 24-hour news cycle, people are able to grieve with each other in real time. I think before, in culture, we weren't always so public about our feelings, our emotions, what we like, what we don't like. And I think where we are now is that people want to grieve together collectively. And so when this matters to someone, whether it's because you followed his career and he was a superhero to you, or whether you look around in your own life, kind of like me going, wow, you're sweating the small stuff here. It could all be over tomorrow. Get with the program. Tell everybody that you love them and that.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody wants to grieve together now. And we grieve more publicly than we did 50 years ago. 50 years ago, everybody swept crap under the rug and nobody talked about anything. So I think I don't actually look at this as a negative. If this is something, this tragedy, which is so completely heartbreaking, can bring people together, there's your silver lining of what comes from something like this.
Okay, that's
so.
Good,
instead of complaining about it, I would actually celebrate it and say,
"Well,
the other thing with social media that's different now too is people also felt like they knew Kobe because of social media. It's not just like watching Ted Williams or Jackie Robinson on a highlight reel on TV. You're interacting with all of these people. It is personal. So it's everything is just different than the way that it used to be.
All right, I'll equate it to something that happened more recently. When Don Imus died, it affected me perhaps the same way that this has affected a lot of other people, because he was an image that was huge in a community of which I have been a part for 55 years. And whether he was the, you know, the first thing that some people said was, oh, it was because of what he said about the basketball players, that he was a racist. And so that became the whole thing. That was what I was trying to think of when I sent you the email yesterday, Victoria. I couldn't remember how it was all put together. Victoria and I were back and forth trying to remember some of the people who have died recently.
Oh, it was John Imus, and, yeah.
Yeah, it was Imus. Yeah. So, I mean, but see, for
not
me...
Not a good person.
Well, that's not true. He was a good person in many ways, because he, well, all of the stuff... See, now, you are saying it the same way that you heard me say that Kobe Bryant was a rapist.
I think we have to understand that everybody, no one is black and white. Everybody has said some dumb things and done some dumb things, but
at the
end of the day...
Of course, we all can't be held to the highest standard.
We hold
we
certain
all
people to account, to high account. And I mean, everybody's got people that love them. And yes, I agree that Don Imus was a big loss, but he wasn't... when you have a sports figure, unfortunately, they become worldwide stars. And the only reason people knew...
And he was also 41. And just starting the second part of his life and died in a tragic way.
I think with Don Imus, most people knew him and had a negative perception of him because of some of the headlines he created. Now, what they don't say, but what's so great about Don Imus?
He saved thousands of kids from cancer and treated them through his.
But also, he allowed people to say what they wanted. He, whether you liked what he said or not, he celebrated free speech and he pushed radio people to be more open and honest and to stop being Mr. Announcer coming back at you and actually start talking like normal people like we do on this program. So for that, he was a pioneer.
Okay, good conversation. Thank you.
Right?
Yep. This is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, too. Interesting. From 1941 to 1945. See, this is another thing that we're at the time, you know, all of the conversation about this. Can you imagine that there are people who think that there was no Holocaust and people have made a life out of this? This is something else that goes way back in my roots conversationally on the air. I remember interviewing a couple of these people who claimed, and then I didn't even have to trash them. People that were listening trashed them. But the Holocaust was Nazis' final solution for eliminating all the Jews, not only in Nazi Germany, but any of the areas, any of the countries they controlled. By the end of his reign, if that's what it was, two-thirds of the Jewish population in Europe had been killed, cooked, fried, shot. See, this is the kind of thing that emotionally gets to me. The UN General Assembly's resolution... designed International Holocaust Remembrance Day back in November of 2005. I don't know why it took so long, frankly, other than the people who said that there was no Holocaust had their time on the stage or in the sun. And it took them a long time to come around to this. And some of the roots of it, you go, you know, you look around today and you see some of these skinheads and some of this other stuff that's going on, and you got to think to yourself, what in the name of God? Are these people, or frankly, why it is that you, if you don't like Jewish people, why you don't like them? What is there about them? It's back to the same business about why you didn't like Martin Luther King. Why do you not like some people? Listen, I didn't like or dislike Kobe Bryant. I just, you know, it affected me differently. But this kind of stuff, when I think about some of the people that I knew when I was a kid, I mean, back to, you know, the 50s and 60s, that was only 10 years after I was born in 1946. And the Nazis had just been all wiped out. And as I grew up understanding what was going on in my, you know, I was 8 years old, the kinds of stuff that this way this impacted me and my generation was another. I mean, this is a horror show that some people have just said, no, it didn't happen because they don't like Jews. Why don't they like Jews? You know, there's another whole can of fish there. Jennifer, quickly, tonight, what is there? Give me a good example of a good television program that's on tonight.
John Malkovich is the new Pope on HBO at 9 o'clock. And if you like the food, Food Network Challenge season finale at 10 on Food Network.
Good. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Is Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour, it's the DJV program for Monday, the 27th of January, and time for Victoria to go through a couple of important technology items, including something that I think is very appropriate. The folks at Tinder have added a panic button, but how? What is it? Do you put it on your phone? How does this work?
No, it's so the panic button that Tinder has added, they're following in Uber's lead, really, with in-app safety features. And for Tinder, it's the dating app, obviously, in case you don't know. The dating app it actually has added this new feature, the panic button, that alerts safety authorities if something goes wrong during a date or if a person feels unsafe on the date. So Tinder has, has the ability now to check in. You can tell friends where you are when you go on these dates, which is also important. And so the U.S. users of Tinder will receive, this is a free new tool. It starts this week. It's in a new section of the Tinder app called the Safety Center. And so Match.com owns Tinder and owns OkCupid and Hinge. And so they're the ones who are rolling this out. And it will also eventually, we'll find it on all of the dating apps, which I think is important. That'll be by the end of this year.
So they develop it?
Yeah. So to use the new Safety Center tools, users have to go and download the Noonlight app. And so this is a separate thing within Tinder, and that's where the panic button is. And so users' dates, information, location, all of that you can manually enter in. Then you can share it with your friends so people know, or your roommate, so people know where you are on the date. Now, if you feel unsafe during the date, you open up the Noonlight app, and then you press a button that discreetly contacts Noonlight dispatchers. Now, the dispatcher will first send you a text to make sure that, you know, so you don't have to talk, obviously, if you're on a date and you don't feel safe. So you can hit the panic button, and they will text you back, and then you can text them and let them know what's going on. If their response to you is unanswered, then they'll send a code, and then they'll actually call your phone. If there's no answer after that, then they dispatch emergency services, and they have your location because you've entered it voluntarily, so they're not tracking you, but you are letting them know
where you are. So you have to take some
action.
You have to take some straightforward action as you set out on the date.
Yes. And so Tinder's also testing a new photo verification tool so users can ensure that they're actually talking to a real person before they go on the date and that it is the same person that they've been talking to. So I think it just shows that, you know, look, a lot of people meet online and through dating apps, and this is something that now has to happen. It's when you ride in an Uber or a Lyft, they have safety protocols that they've now installed. This is just the way that life is at this point, which is
safe. Isn't that all?
You know, it's too bad, but if you think about it, for every one incident that's a negative incident, think of like the thousands of
no
positive
problem.
Yeah, and people who have no issue at all. So
yeah.
I think it's just another layer of safety that I think is a good thing to have when you're on Tinder.
All right, see what you think of this. Sonos facing backlash now for threatening to stop updates to some of the older devices that have it on it.
The Geek Out. Obsolescence is a big problem with technology. You used to buy stuff and just used it until it broke, but now your cell phone or smart light bulb may simply fall victim to no longer being supported, and that's what happened last week with the beloved brand Sonos. The company announced many of its oldest wireless speaker models may no longer be supported, and if those older devices are part of a Sonos system, that whole setup is in danger of not getting the latest updates. It's a bad look, but with new features and technology come the need for more power, and while these old models will still play music, losing support stinks. Sonos offers a recycling program for discounts on new speakers, and if you need to find out if you're affected, we've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, here's the next item. 23andMe cutting the workforce. That means people are not using this as much, or are they using a different methodology to get the info, Victoria?
Well, 23andMe is the at-home DNA testing company. They're laying off 14% of their workforce. It's about 100 people. There are so many. When 23andMe first came out 10 years ago or so, they were the first at-home DNA testing kit. And people didn't mind spending $200-$300 to get their DNA and their health info. Now there are so many other companies that are offering the same thing, not the health stuff, but most people, I guess, really just want the ancestry. And so there are a lot of other competitions now. And there are also some privacy concerns. You know, the 2018 arrest of the Golden State Killer made people wonder, where did they get the DNA from?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I think a lot of too much information about people. There's no more privacy. And this is voluntary, so maybe you just don't do it. It's interesting to have the info, but then, you know.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter here, it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.